So we're back in Arz HaTorah, the end of Parak Tes, page Nun Hay, Parak Tes Sif Yud Gimel. Remember that Rav Kook is not just telling his thoughts about Torah, Limud HaTorah, and the greatness of Torah. Rav Kook, over the course of his writings and teachings, was laying out a mahalach, a derech, a shita in Limud HaTorah. And he established a seder that he wanted in his yeshiva. And as we get closer to Mashiach, we see how much more and more it's obvious to us that Rav Kook's mahalach needs to be implemented in more places. And it becomes more obvious how great his vision was, how his understanding, his Ruach HaKodesh, was so remarkable. L'fi derech ha-ma'ayinim ha-ruchaniyim. B'seder limud ha-halachis. There are Jews who Rav Kook calls ha-ma'ayinim ha-ruchaniyim. La'ayin means, of course, to think deeply, to look into something very deeply, to study it in a deep way, be'iyun. So there are those Jews who are ma'ayinim ha'ruchaniyim, that they're looking into things very, very deeply, in a ruchnistic way. They're ma'ayinim ha'ruchaniyim. So if you derech ha'ma'ayinim ha'ruchaniyim, it's the way of these Jews, of the Ma'ainim Haruchaniyim. B'sei de limud ha-halachis. When it comes to learning halacha, sh'loi lios osuk b'havayis ha-sugyis ki'im b'halacha brura. Not to be overly occupied with the pilpul of the sugi, with the havayas, with the back and forth, with the ins and outs of the sugi, and how the halacha came to be from the beginning. Kim b'halacha brura. But rather, the ikar esek of the ma'ayinim haruchniyim in Torah is to get to the clear halacha. La'asuke shmaitz aliba dehilchus, to get to the clear halacha. Obviously, to begin with the Gemara and to follow through the Rishonim and the Rambam is Yosef Tur Shulchan Aruch halach lemaisa, but not to get sidetracked in pilpulim. This was something, of course, that was not Rav Kook's chiddush. The Maral screaming and yelling about this hundreds of years before Rav Kook. The Vilna Gaon every minute crying about what was going on in the Limud HaTorah. The B'chol Zayis said hasn't completely caught on yet. And many other tzaddikim, who the Ma'ayinim HaRuchaniyim, Shlali is Osuk B'Havayis HaSugyis, not to be overly occupied, not to get too involved in the Havayas HaSugyis, in Diyukim, spending days, weeks on Diyukim in a Sugya, to be able to figure out the ins and out of the Seder of the Sugya itself within the Sugya, which is much of the Seder of the Yeshivas. Ki'im b'halacha brura. The ikar esek of the ma'ayinim ha'ruchaniyim is to come to the clear halacha, the halacha brura. Which is, by the way, the gemaras that Rav Kook began working on, the gemaras that he began working on before he was nifter, which was the last thing he was isek in before he was nifter, with these gemaras. Where I mentioned many times that he sat with the gemara without anything else in front of him, just the Gemara, and he would write down you would write down the lashon of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, on the blot. These Gemaras are called Halacha Brura. He was not able to live to complete more than maybe one Masechta. I'm not even sure when that stopped by him. But there's a whole machon in Eretz Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem, they put out already more than half of Shas that we have with Halacha Brura. That I always try, whenever there's a Masechta with Halacha Brura, I always learn with Halacha Brura. And the chevra there from the machon have in the back hundreds of pages of la halacha, the shittas and rishonim and achrayim in the sugya, coming out of the sugya with that shleimus. And the gemaras are called halacha brura. They're called halacha brura, these gemaras. Kim b'halacha brura. Al kain hirba b'hagdomas chavis l'chavis l'hayrais. Therefore, Rabbeinu B'chaye, in his introduction to Chagas Levavos, was marach. He wrote a great deal about this. It would be kedai to learn. Maybe we'll do it together next time. At least a part of the Hakdama of the Chagas Levavos. It's in English. I don't have it in English. Maybe somebody has it in English, so I can make it easier. It doesn't make. I have in Lashon Kodesh many different editions, but the English I don't have. But it would be kedai if you have to look inside the Hakdama of Chagas Levavos. If that would be translated into English now, in such a way where it would be paraphrased, and people wouldn't know that it's the Chavis Levavos, it would be blacklisted. The yeshivas would absolutely forbid it to be learned. Absolutely blacklisted from all the yeshivas. Not all, a lot of the yeshivas. And there'd be kol kareis on the walls of Yerushalayim, placed on the walls of Yerushalayim, that whoever is the mechaber of that introduction, whoever wrote that essay, should not be allowed into Klai Yisrael, should not be counted in the minyan, and that's what Ben B'chai is, the Chavis Levavos. Look at it, you'll see. There he was, Marach, with an unbelievable critique of how Torah was being learned. And people filling themselves with pilpulim, and all kinds of ibayis in the Gemara, and all kinds of havamidis in the Gemara, and having very little faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very contemporary. Not learning about the Baruch Hu, not learning about Yiddishkeit, not knowing anything, just going into spending the vast majority of their time in all kinds of pilpulim of Hevel, he said. It's very, very sharp, the Shas. Rabbeinu B'chai. It's more important now than ever before to read this Hakdama. Very sharp. Therefore, Rabbeinu B'chaye writes in the introduction to Chavis Levavos, Lahayrais. Again, it's not philosophy, it is Lahayrais, to teach, to instruct, and to remind us, Shederach HaRishayinim, that the way of the Rishayinim, as itam, they valued their time very much, the Rishayim. Time was very important to them. Therefore, because of that, as itam, milasik babi prate hasha'ilas amaisis. Their time is very valuable to them. And their ikavaida was in halacha, was to be able to come to the maskana, to instruct, to teach, and to guide how to live as Jews. The Shinanu was Divrei Kabbalah. And their way was to review and to teach. The Shinanu Vishinantam. To review and to teach all the halachas that they were makabal in the Messiah. Here, Kabbalah has nothing to do with mysticism. This Divrei Kabbalah means the Kabbalah of Yiddishkeit, the Masorah, that was transmitted to us from generation to generation. That's all they wanted to do, was to guide us how to live practically as Jews, how to keep halacha, and therefore, as much as possible, to clarify the Kabbalah that was received from generation to generation of what the halacha is. all of their birurim, all of their iyunim in Torah were to come to that clarity of what's the halacha, of what's the Ratzon Hashem. But the Samu Iker Iyunum, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar writes very short. Rav Kook doesn't bring the loss. The Samu Iker Iyunum Bechlolus Ha'avayda V'Taharis Hamidis V'Hadayis. Most of their time, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, the Rishonim devoted not to Pilpulim, not to the Havayis of the Sugyas in the Gemara. Most of their time was devoted to working on purifying their Midas and their Dayas. Yichud Hashem, understanding the Rabbanu Shalom and working on the Midas, was most of the time. So Ben Amchai writes, this does not stem with the curriculum nowadays. Iki iyunim echlolos ha'avayda v'taharis ha'midas v'hadayis. And he speaks so strongly about Rabbanu Shalom, about questions that have no answers, that leave people dangling, have no idea what they're talking about. Things that are completely inconclusive and getting lost in these kind of pilpulim, while forgetting altogether the chayvus halavavus, the duties of the heart, of what it means to be an eved Hashem, what it means to be matar one's midas. And he writes how he speaks over there about how dafka this kind of learning has often we see that it strengthens the gaiven people, and it is mechazik this Indian of one person being menatzeach over a person who's smarter than the other person, who could say a bigger shtickle lundus than the other person, and instead of it bringing a person to humility and to taharis amidus, it brings a person to gaiv and all kinds of amidus mishchazes. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar was not suggesting, God forbid, not to learn Gemara chas v'shalom, but to learn the aliba d'hilchasa. We'll see in a second, and we'll go throughout the rest of the sefer. This program. We could even admit some of we have time with it. It's a little bit technical complications here, but we could even at the end we could take a sugi or two and to learn how Rav Kook believed it had to be learned. Because Rav Kook gave examples. In Kiddush and other Masechtas we could take examples of how the sugi, how Rav Kook learned and believed that the sugi should be taught in the yeshivas, in his mahalach. See. Uchshahaya nidrish lahem levara inyan maasi misupak, and when it was needed, when it was required for the Rishonim to clarify a certain practical area in halacha where there was a suffix, where there was something unclear of how we should conduct ourselves, when it came time for that, uchshahaya nidrish lahem levara inyan maasi misupak, then beiru oisa betachlis akitzer, they were mevarit. They clarified the point, betachlis akitzer, to the point. Betachlis akitzer, very, very briefly. Betachlis akitzer. Al pi ha-yesoides shahoye b'yodam, using the yesoides, the foundations of teaching and paskin halacha, shahoye b'yodam, that they had in their hands, that they had received. And if it was night lekan lekan, in other words, there were those who held this way and those who held that way, and there was a problem coming to the halacha, the decision was made according to the majority. Again, how that majority? Who's the majority? It's so chutzlaritz, Sanhedrin, Bezdin, Rosh Yeshivas. That's not for now. But there were klolei harira. There were rules of how to paskin. And the tachlis was come to, the tachlis always to, how do we get to that cloud? How do we get to that psak? How do we get to that din? How do we understand? What does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from this Gemara? What does the Rebbeinu Shalom want to take out from this Gemara? And the chlit up here, and they would come to a decision up here every day. V'chein ha-Rambam she-tziv le-Talmidai. And in one of the famous letters of the Rambam, this is written to his Talmud, B'yosef ibn Aknin. In that letter that he wrote to his Talmud, "Shetziv leTalmido biyegartai," he didn't recommend or suggest. "Shetziv leTalmido," he commanded his student, "Biyegartai," in that letter, Shekishiyikba yeshiva, that when Rabbi Yosef will become a Rosh Yeshiva, when he will establish his place of learning, his yeshiva, the ikka that he should be oisekin, yasek b'chiburo Mishneh Torah. The main part of the day should be spent learning Mishneh Torah, the Rambam Sefer, Yad HaChazaka. No pilpulim in Yad HaChazaka. As much as the Rashis have tried to make it into that, the Rambam didn't write it that way. Mishneh Torah. He says most of the time, Yasub b'chibur Mishneh Torah, the chibur harif, and to learn the riff. So the ikur is to learn, the Rambam wrote to his student, the ikur is to learn my sefer, Mishneh Torah, which is what? The biruim in halacha of all the maskanas of all of Shas, Bavli and Yerushalmi, and to learn the riff, which is the kitzah of the sugyas, in the seder of the Gemara, to learn the riff. So we spoke about this many times. Chavetz Chaim was pushing this, the Gero was pushing this, before the Maharal, the Shlach HaKadosh. That the Ikka should be learning Mishneh Torah v'chiba harif. There's a fantastic sefer that was reprinted this year from one of the Gros biggest Talmidim. He was a Rav of a shtetl in Litta. I don't remember the Shishka. I have this. It's five volumes. It's on Shas, where it's the riff without the Gemara. It's the riff on top of the riff, and this Talmud of the Gros wrote on the bottom. It has the riff and has Rashi. Rashi is printed in the back on the riff. It has Rashi. And on the bottom, it has this Goyin wrote a commentary where he brings down the Shitas of the Rishonim. It's Machlokes, Rashba, and Ran. He brings down the different Shitas of Ben Yoina. Then he'll bring down the Psak of the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, Margaret of Amintaz. He's Mavarik, very briefly. You go for whole Shas in this way. The whole Shas. Whereas the Ikka Sugya is the Rif. The Rif. Rashi on the Rif. And the Perish on the bottom, which is to be Mavara, the Shitas of the Rishonim, Lahalocha. That was the Rotsan of his Rebbe, of the Groh. He says, the Rambam writes, "Kshayikba yeshiva yasik b'chiburay Mishneh Torah b'chibur Mishneh Torah b'chibur v'chibur harif." To learn Mishneh Torah and to learn riff. It has to be clear that this, what Rav Kook is writing here, and what the Rambam wrote to his Talmud, was not intended for children in cheder in yeshiva when they're little. And Rav Kook wrote about this, and we'll see more about this later on. This was not intended. He's talking here about Ma'ainim Haruchanim. Ma'ainim Haruchanim. He's not talking about the Seder for younger Bachrim in Yeshiva. He's talking about when you're already older. And when it comes to the younger Bachrim, even there, it's not like they wanted it to be Pilpulim and to sit on three blocks for a Zman or something ridiculous like that. But it was important to learn, Rav Kook and the other Tzaddikim believe that it's important to learn Shas Keseder in the Masechtas, in order to be able to have that way of thinking, to develop a way of thinking of the Gemara, of how Chazal thought. And the only way to develop that way of thinking is by learning a lot of Gemara. It's true that they were pushing very strongly, in general, away from being overly involved with Tosfos. The Maharal and others felt that Tosfos is a major distraction to the Sugya. Major distraction. And only those Tosfos that are helping to be Mavara the Pshat in the Gemara, as opposed to taking you to 20 different places, which since we're such Amaratzim now, you have to spend the whole day looking up those places, because you never saw them before. So you have to spend the whole day trying to find out, trying to pull down all the articles in the yeshiva to be able to look up what the Gemara is talking about, that Tosfos brings down, only to empty up something that has nothing to do with the blood. And the Maharal and others were very, very, very much, I don't want to use, it's too strong to say anti-Tosfos. They were not fond of Tosfos. in general. They were not fond of Tosis. They felt that Tosis was a way of leaving the Pshat and the Gemara. And if anything, it's better to learn the Rosh and Piskei Tosis instead of spending too much time. Again, there are certain basic Tosis, and the Gemara was originally printed, the Gemara was without Tosis, and how Tosis came to be on every blot, those Tosis, there are many more Tosis than the ones that are printed. But initially, the Derech Halima, the way of learning, has to be very, very much for Bacharim, has to be in the way of the Gemara and the side of the Gemara to understand Pshat in the Gemara. And here and there, Tosis in, to develop that way of thinking, a clear way of thinking, the way that Chazal thought. But that's when you're young. As you get older, this is what the Rambam is writing to his Talmud. You may be saying about how to establish the yeshiva. The yeshiva was not for boys, it was for already for young men. When something was unclear, the Rambam says, then you should go back and look in the Gemara. But the ikkar should be with the Rambam and the Rif. And then Rav Kook writes, and they were not worried. They were not concerned, the Rishayim. Perhaps there would be something missing in their understanding of, in that midah of Bina, which means to derive to learn out one thing from another thing. That there would be something missing. They weren't worried about that. Ki haisharas aseichel Haba miha haskola hagavoya. Because the mind was yasha. The yashvus haseichel that comes from haskola hagavoya, from thinking higher thoughts, from being a person whose mind is on great matters, as opposed to a mind that descends into the tiny itsy bitsy little prote protum of a matter, a mind that is straightened, ki haisharas aseichel, the mind that is straightened out, that comes from haskala hagavoya, from learning on a very high level, from thinking deeply about matters. Ashmimayin yiras Hashem habihira, that flows from the fountain of clear fear of Hashem, of Yiras Shamayim, of wanting the truth, as opposed to wanting to show off, wanting the truth. Miasheris es hasvara, it helps more to clarify, to straighten out one's way of thinking, miasheris hasvara, one's logic, oid yoisem ha'esik b'prote ha'avayis, much more so than being oisik in the prote ha'avayis, in the protim of the sugya in the Gemara. And again, spending inordinate amount of time, an unusual amount of time, trying to make this sentence stim with that sentence. Hayshoras haseichel that comes from haskala gevoya, straightens out the mind, miyasheras hasvara, more than the asik and prote havayis. However, those who have not reached this seichel hayosha, liyasher esichlam al pi ha'iyunim ha'elyonim, to straighten out their minds and their way of reasoning and thinking, al pi ha'iyunim ha'elyonim, not by means of the pilpulim, but by means of thinking of the higher matters in ruchnius and avodas Hashem. They have to spend much more time working on the pratim of the havayis. And therefore, like we learned from Rav Zilber, those neshamas, that for whatever reason, that's their inyan, these tikkunim in the pilpulim of Olam Hazeh, in the complications of this world, they feel ein lano esek ben nistaros. It's not our inyan to be esek in pnimius, to be esek in inyanim of tikkun amidus, in Yerushamayim, on any deeper level. and they'll spend their entire lives trying to make the two sentences work out in the Gemara. And all kinds of pilpulim, tpilpulim, and so on the pratim of the Gemara, on the details of the Gemara, without focusing on how you come out from the sugya, without the halacha, without the clarity of the entire picture. There are certain, like we saw from Avzo, but these are Yidden, that hemtsichim yoyisel la'esek ha'prati shel havayis. They need more to be oisek in the prati havayis. That's their Inyan. In order to enable themselves to derive one thing from another thing. But as Rav Kook says from Chayvus Levavos, this was not the Derech HaLimud of the Rishonim. So the Chlal, not the way of the Rishonim. This started really in earnest. This began in Poland in the 16th century. This is a Polish import. Poland, 16th century. Derech HaPilpul. Late 15th, early 16th centuries, when this started in Poland, the Svadisha never had an Indian with this at all. Now, because again, the same thing, inferiority complex, the Litvisha made them feel that they're not successful in learning, so then the Svadisha have to try to be yeshivish and to try to come up with all, to try to dance to the tune of the yeshiva world. There's never a Derech HaLimud by the Svadim, they never had an Indian like this. The Ikka Esik of the Svadim is always with the Rif and to learn the Sugya, Aliva, the Hilchasa, clear. The Halacha, the way of the Rishonim, the Svadim held on to all of the years to learn that Mahalach and spending a tremendous amount of time in Limud of Pnimiyas Atayr, with Zohar Kaddish, and Tikkun HaMidas and Pnimiyas Atayr, you see that the Svadish Yidin, that they came out Lichtig Yidin from those hundreds of years of being Isaac and Torah in such a way. It's only because of the circumstances of life in the Arab countries that unfortunately what happened with the yeshivas and so on, and that's not for now, but wasn't, that there became a problem with Amrazis and so on. But the Derech HaLimud of the Svadish Tzadikim. He's never, ever, ever had an Indian like this with Pilpulim. Never had an Indian with Pilpulim. The Ikka was Rambam, to learn the Sugya quickly, to learn the Gemara quickly, and if there's a Kasha without a Teres, you can go weiter, to come out Lahalocha, to understand, to learn the Rambam, to learn the Torah and the Beis Yosef good, to know the Beis Yosef and the Torah good, all the Sheets of the Rishonim, and then Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, L'maisa. It was the Derech HaLimud of the Svadim all of the years. Not with Pilpulim. I mean, ever there were certain tzaddikim by the Svadim or Isaac and Pilpulim, it was clear that they were doing that not in terms of determining the halacha, but as an exercise in the seichel. Not an inin of halacha. That wasn't how they did. That's not how they learned halacha. And this was what the Maral wanted, and the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, and so on. To come back to that, this is what Rav Kook wanted to come back to. When you're young, you definitely have to learn the way in the Gemara, and to learn davar midavar, to learn that way of thinking. It's a way of thinking, how Chazal thought. And it's very important when you're young to learn that way. Of course, what happens to many of the Baal Teshuvah is that when they start learning when they're 23, 24, 25, so all kinds of aggravation that comes with that. Some of them are very much taken by the way of the new recent innovation in Ashkenazic learning, and they enjoy it, and they get a geschmack from it, and there are others that just feel like, what am I doing here? I can't believe I got lost in this thing, and I don't see what the relevance is to my Yiddishkeit and to the halacha, and I don't know any halacha. They're telling me I should spend most of my time learning this Gemara. I don't know what this has to do with my life. Unless it's interesting stuff, it's interesting, but I don't know what it has to do, what bearing it has on my life, and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm sitting with 14 different dictionaries, and the 11-year-old kid next to me is saying the Gemara. You know, it could be very, very discouraging. There are some Baal Teshuva that they take with the very strong. It must be that they and the Shamas are in that Asik of most of the Baal Teshuva, as I spoke about already before. Most Baal Teshuva than the Shamas, and more in the Shamas of David HaMelech, and they're more in the Indian of the Svadish Mahalach and the Chassidish Mahalach, not in the Pilpulim. Most Baal Teshuva, that's how they came to it. because the need of Mashiach is the Ur Shal Mashiach, is the Ur Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and very connected to the limit of the Arizal and the Svadim and the Chassidim, is very much connected to that, and they don't have this big need to be able to say over a fancy piece of lamedes and to have everybody gasping for air at the Sheva Brachas or something. You have people that stand up, you have somebody stands up at a first meal, and you have their men and women, and some guy stands up and says a half hour, 40 minute, like pilpul. Well, like in the last daf yomi, you remember the last daf yomi? You had some Rosh Hashivas that they stood up. There are 20,000 people here, another 20,000 people there, and they're saying over for 40 minutes, almost an hour, saying over a pilpul. Children and women sitting there, and the whole time the people that Menalim are stripping with notes, please Rebbe, please Rebbe, please Rebbe, you know, right? He's got his pilpul. He's saying his pilpul. I, out of the 20,000 people that are sitting there, there are only 410 that understand. Yeah. Most of them. This is the way we learn. And we're just going to go ahead. It's a bulldozer. We're just going to go ahead. The fact that all these other people are sitting there waiting for Abish Brot to get up and sing Ani Mamen, well, they'll just have to wait. They'll just have to wait. I wonder what's going to be this next Sima Shas. It's going to be interesting to see. Because a lot of the people that were running were very upset last time. That I know. People told me from inside that they were very, very upset about how it was hijacked by these pilpulim, by these shiurim. And there are thousands of people that came there. They didn't know what was going on. That's a Sima that you say in the yeshiva. With the bochrim. When you messiah a mesechta, you say a Sima in the yeshiva. You don't say that in the Madison Square Garden. It's going to be in the other place, in the stadium, the Netherlands, wherever it is. You don't say a siyum like that. It's pushed in the of Das Chacham Yisrael. You can't even talk about it. Like how such brilliant people could miss it. It's hard to understand such a thing. Because they're tzaddikim. They lived in the world of the yeshivas. So he comes over there. He doesn't look to see that there are thousands of people and their women sitting there, and grandmothers with grandchildren on their laps. And he has his eyes closed and he says, over, pilpul. It was hard to believe. I was sitting there watching. So I said, I can't believe this is happening. Why is he doing that? How out of touch can a person be with the mitzvahs? How out of touch? That's for the yeshiva. That's not for Madison Square Garden. It'll be interesting to see what's going to be in August in Mitzvah. But because when Rabbi Fran got up to talk, Machaya, he spoke to the Olam, right? Remember, Rabbi? And Rabbi Waxman, I think, also spoke to the Olam. The younger people get it. The older ones are still in yeshiva. They're talking in the yeshiva. They're giving a siyum in the yeshiva. To 45 bachum are sitting there. They were learning the sechta the whole year. And he says a pilpul. Because traditionally, that's how pilpulim were being said. That's how siyum were made. That's beautiful. When you're in yeshiva, that's beautiful. What could be more fun than that? But that's just not for the time and place. And everybody knows that. And they were talking about it. And they're trying to make tikkunim. We'll see. Like you see what they made tikkunim for dinners when they honor people. They made big tikkunim. They start to do everything on video, right? It's a big chachma. To have some control. When you put it on video, you have control over the thing.
That's what we do.
Right? Because they have control. Used to be, you get a guy up, you make him the guest of honor, you put him up to the microphone, you don't know what's going to be. And then the worst thing is when they have one of these dinners on a boat, because then...
I can't
go nowhere. I had that twice over the years, that I got stuck on a boat, and there were like 10 guests of honor. And I had to be there because there's somebody from, you know, one of the Talmidim or from the shul or something, and there's nowhere to go. They're just looking at you, and they have you. You can't go. You're stuck. I mean, you can get a lifeboat and jump over with a, you know, I was considering it. You're stuck. That's another thing, the Bar Mitzvah boys get up and say a pilpul. Okay, I would hold on to that. I just try to make it shorter. And I saw by my cousins in Williamsburg, they do a very good thing. I mentioned this. Fantastic thing. They say a short pilpul. I'm talking about in Satmar. They say a short pilpul, but they print up the whole thing before. So the men can sit there and can... Because the boys use it... You can't follow. So they print up the whole thing before. The father writes it up, or whoever, the Rebbe writes it up, and it was a machai. You could sit there and you could follow it together with the bacher. It's much better. And anyway, the women are yapping and screaming. It's a whole balagan. And the little bach is standing there. But at least if you have a paper in front of you, you can try to follow. But there's an Indian in Kedusha that the Bamis Bach should say something about people. There is an Indian like that. Oh, yeah. And by the way, it's a very, very holy thing to make chilukim and pilpulim. Just, it has to be done with seichel in the right amount of time in the right place. That's all. And that's what Rav Kook is saying over here. That's for the yeshiva. Be'ez yalduso. For the bochum, there's no question. For the boys, when they're young, especially. When you're younger. Aval Tamir Chachamim is a Kainim. And he doesn't mean that you're very old. Tamir Chachamim, if you've been learning for years, you're talking about a time when a person is getting married and so on. Aval Tamir Chachamim is a Kainim. She Yitzu, Losum Amolim Bahaskol El Yonish El Ziku Chadez Vamidas. Those who already are seasoned in learning, and they've already spent the younger years and working on this, on thinking and understanding. And now they've come to a point, they want to concentrate a great deal on what? On the Haskalah Aliyayna, like the Chodesh was talking about, on the higher matters of Avedis Hashem, and Shelziku Chadeyus Vahamidas, on clarifying and refining one's way of thinking and one's Midas, one's Ashkofis, Machshavis, one's Amunah, and way of, and Midas. Hem Tzrichim Lius Giborim, they have to be Giborim. They have to be strong and courageous. The Shinun HaHalachas, to review and to teach the Halachas, Al Pi HaMakaris, HaYoyse Bruurim, according to the sources that are the clearest sources, not with the Pilpulim. HaYoyse Bruurim. Lolaso kolkach bedigdukim protium, not to spend so much time on digdukim protium. I'm not going to translate again digdukim protium. Everybody knows what it means, digdukim protium. Shenishmosam hagedoyla, because the great neshomas of these people, targish oz machov atzum, feel a tremendous pain in being forced into those digdukim protium. A tremendous pain. Again, keep in mind what we learned from Reb Motl Zilber, that there are certain neshamas that that's their inyan. Like, and they will continue with that, like Reb Hook himself said, and that's their tikkun, and they don't feel a pain in that. Adarabba, that's the whole pleasure, the whole chiyus. It's the whole chiyus. You don't have people like that. And if anybody ever sits you at a rabbi's table at a simcha, there'll always be somebody that just when you're about to put in the first thing you've had to eat the whole day, you're about to put in, someone says, "No, so what do you hold from the?" And then, hey, look at the guy. And he starts up with the. Which, when I was younger, that was my whole pleasure. And the emissary says, as I got older, I would really rather just have a little bit to eat, if possible. And if it's something to talk about in alumnus, it's a mechai to talk about. Then the person you hear from somebody who has a seichel yasha, it's a mechai. But then when you have the medaktikin. Those medaktikim, God bless them, the medaktikim. Then after that, I can't eat anymore. I lose my appetite from the medaktikim. You can't eat. It's the medaktikim. The problem is that some of these guys, when they get married, that's how they talk to their wives. That's the problem. That's the problem. Oh, so you hold it as a chiluk if I get up to help with the baby? You hold it as a chiluk in our marriage? You hold it as a chiluk? Yeah, it's a big chiluk. It's a question of staying married or getting divorced. It's a very big chiluk between getting and kedushin. It's a big chiluk. Between getting in Kiddush. Well, there's a chilek. Talk yeshivish. To lose the seichel ayasha. Be very, very careful. Those medaktikim, that they have a chiyas like that, and that's their inyan, gesundheit. And they have their neshamas, no isik in that inyan, they don't feel this pain that Rav Kook is talking about. Rav Kook is talking about the ma'ayinim haruchanim. The ma'ayinim haruchanim, and there are more and more of those in our generation before Mashiach comes. He's talking about these people. They have to be courageous and strong, because there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be saying, "You're doing the wrong thing," and condemning them and saying, "This is not the way that we learned. This is not the way. You're not a Talmud Chacham. You're not Maritz, v'chulu v'chulu." There's not. It requires a tremendous amount of gevura, because there's definitely this something very, very pleasurable about and exciting about. Many of these kind of digdukim afrotim. But hem tzichim lios giborim, they have to be strong and courageous. B'shinu na halachas, to review and to learn and to teach the halachas. Al piha makaris hayosev ruim, according to their sources, hayosev ruim, that should be clear for Jews. It should be clear for themselves, and clear. And clear for everybody who hears and learns it. V'loilasto kol kach b'digdukim pratim, not to eliminate it altogether, but v'loilasto kol kach b'digdukim pratim, not to be so much with the digdukim pratim, with sitting on the word, with sitting on the sentence. Sh'neshmosam ha'gadol targish ozmachev atzum. Because the bigger neshamas, these neshamas of Mashiach, feel tremendous pain in this union. Sh'neshmosam ha'gadol targish ozmachev atzum. With children, it's getting harder now. The children, already, it's not the same it used to be. You used to be able to go through yeshivas like that, 16, 17, 18 years old. They're already a lot now. By the time they're 13, 14, they've had it. With the Dukim Pratim, they've had it. And it's very, very big need now for the Rebbeim and the yeshivas to be careful of this, to be careful about how long they spend in one inyan, and whether or not they're dragging the guys into Dukim Pratim in such a way where it's not going to, where they're going to lose the guys, except for those few in the Shia that are into that. They're going to lose the guys. It's happening all over the place. And it takes a special Rebbe, in the Baruch Hashem we have Rebbeim, a special Rebbe who's attuned to this and tries to focus on the main point of the sugya, to go through the Gemara, but not to get overly involved or lost, even now with a younger age, in the Dukim Pratim, but to teach how to think and how to reason, how to learn, and to point out when there's a certain lomdus that will help in their way of understanding. It's a tremendous talent to be a Rebbe or a Yeshiva nowadays. Tremendous talent. You can't just sit and say a pilkul. My father said that when once a week the Rav gave a pilkul. The Rav of the city was a Goyin Olam, and he was one of the biggest in the whole Hungary, in the whole Europe, from Rabbi Yosef Amar Kahanis Chusi Lainam. He was a Goyin Olam. He was very, very, very sharp. So once a week there was a pilpul shiur, and the whole yeshiva had to go. My father said it was one of the larger yeshivas in Hungary. There were over 200, 250 at the shiur. My father said only in the front two rows that were crowded around the Rav, they really knew what was going on. He said they really didn't know what was going on. Then he had what was called a chazer bracha. A chazer bracha was the one who would chazer with you, an older bracha that was assigned to you, to a few of the guys, and who tried to chazer over the pilpul shiur of the Rav. But Pshas Meis, my father said, it would sometimes be four or five hours, the shiur. And they stood the whole time, they didn't sit down. My father said they would stand. Only some of the Talmid Chacham would sit in the front, but the Bracham was standing. My father said, you know, they could barely hear, and they didn't understand what was going on. There was no microphones or anything like that, and they could barely hear. And even when you listen, my father said he was such a, the charifus, the sharpness was. So only there were older bachim, that the chazer was some of the younger bachim, pilpul, but they didn't understand Shas Ma'is, what was going on. And you know, even after it was very, very, very hard pilpul. And this is how, you know, okay, but that was, but in, at least in Hungary, that was just once a week. There was a pilpul shiur once a week. The rest of the time, they were learning very fast. They went through Masechtas after Masechtas. Masechtas, they were fast. That was in Hungary, the Derech HaLimud. But they had the pilpul shiur once a week. It was with big charifas, very sharp. Sh'neshmosam agdol targish ozmachev atzum. Shel tzar, what's the pain? The pain was shel tzar haktonas m'oyreseha. They felt the pain of the diminishing lights. Haktonas m'oyreseha, like the moon. I mean, that's what he's alluding to. That's the Gemara Kulin that's brought down here as the Marmakim. But you know that the sun and the moon were shnei ma'aris ha'gadolim. They were both originally the same size, and then the moon had to be memayit. Its asatzma was diminished. For whatever reason, that's not important for now, but the moon was made small. So if Hook says that there's tremendous pain, and the moon experienced tremendous pain, that obviously, it's not a matter of that physical thing called the moon. Am Yisrael is compared to the moon. Shehi asidil eschadish kemoisa. In other words, when you have somebody very, very great, who has tremendous light, and the light is being held back, it causes pain. The moon has a tremendous amount of light to give, and it was being held back to this day. When Mashiach comes, the light of the moon is Keshivas vibration is going to explode after all the years of being held back. So Rav Kook says there's no greater pain than something great being forced into being something small, than a shining, brilliant light being held back. It's very painful. That was Dov Nalach's life. That's the pain that he experienced in his father's home, where nobody understood him. And when Shmuel came to the house, when Shmuel never came to the house, he never dreamt. So Yishai, the father of Dov, didn't even bring him in. He wasn't even a runner-up. He wasn't even a Newt Gingrich. You know, someone that just has to be on the thing and then doesn't make it. He wasn't even on the slate. Who's going to be the king? He was out in the field watching the sheep. And all the other sons were big Rosh Hashivas. Nobody knew it was Dovra Melech, but Dovra Melech, wow. Oyed Sheer Cotton, when Shmuel Levi says, because the oil wasn't going on anybody. So then Shmuel Levi says, are there any other children? Because Shmuel Levi knew that Hashem sent him to this house to anoint the king. Is there anybody else over here? So Yishai said, there's the little one, he's out in the field, he's watching the sheep. Not even a Havamina. He wasn't slated to be the next Rosh Hashiva, you understand? Wasn't even a Havamina. Dovid HaMelech. That's why Dovid HaMelech is compared to the moon. That's why by Kiddush Levonim we say Dovid HaMelech Shachai V'Kayim. In the end, Dovid HaMelech outlasts everybody. Evan Masu Haboinim Haisal Reishpina was Dovid HaMelech, that he was rejected by everybody. Evan Masu Haboinim Haisal Reishpina. We're going to see this when Mashiach comes. It's very different than the way it's being painted right now. It's going to be very, very interesting to see who the big people are. David Melchisel Chai V'Kayim, the one who was pushed aside, they didn't think was big enough of a lamdan. They didn't know what was going on inside of David Melch. And not only that, Rav Kook alludes to David Melch in the last words of this paragraph. You'll see in a minute. The light of the moon that's held back can't stand being in a small place. So the moon is so great. The moon is so powerful. It can't bear. That's why Yeshua, Moshe ben Talmud, was the Indian of the moon. Those who learned a little bit Pnimius know that's the Indian, it's the first story of Kut Emran, is the Indian of Yeshua ben Nun. The whole Indian ben Nun and Yeshua. Moshe ben the Gemara says Baba Basra is the sun and Yeshua is the moon. But Yeshua had to hold back his own iris to receive the light, like the moon receives the light from the sun. So Yeshua was sitting like a good yeshiva bach, receiving the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. And when it came time for Moshe Rabbeinu to die, and Yeshua started to talk and learning, and the light of Yeshua started to shine, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Me'am Isis v'ikin achas, I'd rather die 100 deaths, but not to be jealous for a moment in my own Talmud. Who Yeshua was, we didn't hear from him. They thought Yeshua was like Moshe. Yeshua was what? A Heisbacher. Yeshua was carrying Moshe Rabbeinu's coat. Who's Yeshua? He's a Shamus. He's Moshe Rabbeinu's Shamus. Who's Yeshua? He wasn't even in the Brayis and Aaron. He wasn't even part of the Derech HaLimud of how the Torah was taught over. It says Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Aaron and to Aaron to his sons and to the skin. It doesn't even say Yeshua there. It's only by the admission of Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kivel Torah Mitzvah Mitzvah Yeshua. That's the Messiah of the whole Yiddishkeit. That's something else. That's Moshe Kivel Torah Mitzvah Yeshua. But in the Seder HaLimud, they didn't think Yeshua was going to be the Rosh Hashiva. In all of those years, Yeshua is the moon that had the light of seven times the sun, and it was holding it in. It was holding it in. Quiet. The Anivus, the humility of Yeshua ben Nun, garnished. Nothing. As Dovid HaMelech. And it's clear that through having a bekiyas in all of Torah, quickly go through Shas and to know Shas, v'chazara tadira and reviewing it from time to time on a regular basis. V'divrei halachas apshutas. The ikkar is again Rambam and Rif. Rambam, Rif, Rosh. That's the ikkar. Halachas apshutas. Shulchan Aruch. Torah. V'sias Shulchan Aruch. L'fomim gam kein inyan halacha. And occasionally to go into one inyan in more depth. In order that they shouldn't lose their grasp of the back and forth of halacha. So there needs to be an occasional time spent in the iyun in the halacha. Either ha'iyun apnimi v'yosha ha'svar shabaskolas ha'loikis. Ya'alu b'mayla g'doyla, these individuals will rise, will ascend b'mayla g'doyla b'yosha ha'iyun shal ha'alacha, with a straight way of looking at halacha, with a straight mind, a way of thinking in halacha. Ad she'yisku tomid l'kavin halacha b'ruv, till they'll be zoicha with the tremendous help from Shemayim. Siyata d'shmayim. The kavin halacha bruah, to come out with a clear halacha, to paskin according to halacha. And the halacha will always be according to these talmid chachamim, not the medaktik in hapratiyim, not the ones who are fantastic at saying hair splitting pilpulim, why this word goes with that word, but with these ma'ainim ha'elyoinim. V'chomokim ti halacha kamaisam ki Hashem imam, because God is with them. Now he's alluding to David HaMelech. There, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as you see on the bottom, Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, which says by David HaMelech, Vahashem imai. Hashem was with him. And the Gemara says, Halacha k'maisa b'chol makim. That the Halacha, David HaMelech, was tzedem zach. David HaMelech got to the Halacha. Boom. He knew the Halacha. Yeah, he had doig and achitoyfel, big Rosh Hashivas. Halacha k'maisa b'chol makim. Vahashem imai. Hashem was with David HaMelech. And halacha was k'maisa b'chol makim. And halacha and David HaMelech was not slated to sit at the dais, you understand? He wasn't sitting at the dais. He was out in the field. V'Hashem imai, halacha k'maisai, b'chol makim. The halacha was like David HaMelech, b'chol makim. Because David HaMelech is the archetype of this type of a ma'ayin ha'elyayin, of the one whose thoughts were given over to tikkun hamidus, to Da'as Hashem, and Dveikus Bashem, and all the time, of course, always learning, but learning in such a way where it was in this way of a Hashem Imai and Halacha Kamaisai Mechal Makam. Again, you see now what's happening is that more and more, as when the guys are already older, not again, this is not talking about younger Bachim, that when they're older, there also have to be adjustments, I was saying before, but by the older Chavi, you see now, and it's just all over the place. There are halacha kailulim that are opening up. Halacha kailulim. Never had. I'm talking about never. When I say never, I mean 15, 20 years ago. I'm not talking about 100 years ago. There were no halacha kailulim. There were certain people that were being groomed to be poskim, and they were learning with poskim privately. They went to learn by poskim. But to have halacha kailulim, chayshim mishpah kailulim, yerdeya, hilchah shabbos kailulim, ben om l'chaveru kailulim, halacha, there was no such thing. This is all the last few years. We're getting there. It's going to be soon Mashiach, and it's going to be like, halacha will be like David HaMelech, because I get to see it with our eyes.